If you're looking for a real escape from the everyday, let me recommend a weekend in the tiny fishing village of Darien, Georgia, about an hour south of Savannah, just north of the Golden Isles on Georgia's coast. You may well have heard of Darien. Melissa Faye Green introduced many of us to the town in her 1991 book, Praying for Sheetrock, which was a finalist for the National Book Award. Much has changed in this small coastal town since the 1970s, the period which she covers in the book. But let's begin with Darien's colonial history. Darien is one of Georgia's oldest cities. Shortly after founding the colony of Georgia and establishing the city of Savannah in 1733, General James Edward Oglethorpe turned his attention to reestablishing a fort to protect British interests against French and Spanish forces, all of whom were looking to expand their spheres of influence in the American South. Oglethorpe recruited Scottish Highlanders, the premier fighting force at that time, the Navy SEALs of their day, to man a fort south of Savannah at the mouth of the Altamaha River. In 1736, those Scots founded the town of Darien. Once the southern post of the British Empire in North America, Fort King George is now a state historic site, and it's the oldest English fort remaining on Georgia's coast. In the 19th century, Darien became one of the nation's most important ports, exporting vast quantities of lumber and cotton and rice. By the 1900s, it was rising as a fishing town, and today shrimping remains a major industry. Check in at Open Gates Bed and Breakfast on Vernon Square, one of Oglethorpe's original squares. About a year and a half ago, Zach Rath and his fiancée, Carrie May, purchased the inn. Originally, it was a private residence constructed in 1876 for one of the local timber barons. For Zach, who wanted to own a historic B&B from the time he was a kid, this really was a dream come true. Two, it affords him an opportunity to show off his cooking skills. He's a really gifted chef. Zach spent years cooking on cruise ships, and today he wows guests with his out-of-this-world breakfast. In fact, they were named Best in the Nation last year by bedandbreakfast.com. And once you get settled in to Open Gates, there's plenty to do. Take a self-guided walking tour of the historic district and check out the beautiful 19th century homes and churches. You can also stop in at a handful of really nice antique shops and home goods stores. Then walk over to Waterfront Wine and Gourmet. It's a great little wine store with a wine bar and pub tucked in the back. It kind of has the feel of a speakeasy, albeit a very welcoming one. It's packed with locals. On one table, you'll find a group of older ladies sipping Chardonnay, and then on the other, a group of 30-something couples kicking back over beers. Walk right around the corner for dinner at Skipper's Fish Camp, right on the waterfront. I would strongly recommend the crispy flounder, whole bone-in, fresh-caught flounder, or the shrimp platter featuring wild Georgia shrimp, fried, blackened, or broiled. After dinner, you can stroll the waterfront and check out the tabby ruins of the town. Darien was famously sacked and torched by Union troops in the summer of 1863. In fact, the 54th Massachusetts Infantry, which was the first USCT regiment, that's United States Colored Troops, this was the first black regiment in the nation. It was among the units that took part in the destruction, and that is all recounted in the 1989 Oscar-winning film Glory.
Tell your men to set torches and prepare to fire the buildings.
I will not.
That is an order. You will do it or you will be brought up on charges for disobeying your superior officer.
It is an immoral order, and by articles of war, I am not bound to obey it.
Well, you can just explain that at your court-martial. After your men are placed under my command.
You can also watch the shrimp boats returning to dock with their catches. And keep an eye out for Alti, Darien's Nessie, if you will, their Loch Ness monster. It's a creature that's been part of the local folklore for hundreds of years. You can pick up a brochure at the Visitor Center for more info on Alti, a history of sightings, and a map featuring your best bets for sightings of your own. While at the Visitor Center, you can also snap a photo with a statue of the famed sea creature. McIntosh County is also home to another increasingly legendary population of large animals. Just north of Darien, along U.S. 17, the coastal highway, in Townsend, is Georgia Buffalo Ranch and Trading Post. You can hop on a buffalo buggy. These are modified swamp buggies to tour the ranch and stop in at the Trading Post to stock up on all-natural, hormone-free bison steaks and ribs. And you know I'm a big fan of Roadside America, and this week I have a real gem. If you continue on up US 17, about another 15 miles from the ranch, you will come across the smallest church in America. It's on the northern tip of McIntosh County. It was built in 1949 by Mrs. Agnes Harper, who wanted to create a place for weary travelers to rest and pray. Christ Chapel, not to be confused with Christ Chapel on St. Simon's Island, measures about 10 feet by 15 feet. There's a pulpit, seating for about a dozen, and some really pretty small stained glass windows, which she imported from England. I should mention a couple of outstanding day trips. One to Sapelo Island. This protected barrier island, most of which is administered by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, is accessible only by plane or boat. Most people take the ferry. It's a 30-minute ride and departs from the Sapelo Island Visitor Center there in McIntosh County. Guided tours are available on Wednesday and Saturday mornings by reservation only. It's important. You must call ahead and reserve a space. The tours spotlight the Geechee Gullah community of Hog Hammock, as well as Reynolds Mansion, which is the former estate of tobacco heir R.J. Reynolds. You'll also be making stops at the University of Georgia Marine Institute, Nanny Goat Beach, and the restored 1820 Lighthouse. I'd also strongly recommend a visit to Hoffwell Broadfield Plantation, and that's just south of Darien. Located on the Altamaha River, this antebellum plantation tells the story of Georgia's forgotten rice empire. I think a lot of people don't fully appreciate that coastal Georgia was a major rice-producing center throughout the 19th century. In the early 1800s, William Brailsfield of Charleston carved the plantation from the coastal marshes, and his family continued to grow rice there until 1913. Later, descendants turned the estate into a dairy farm, and in 1973, the property was donated to the state to be preserved as a historic site. You'll be knocked out by the low country scenery, enormous oak trees dripping with Spanish moss. There's a great museum that features some of the family silver and a brief film, and then there's a guided tour that takes you around the grounds and through the plantation home. For more information on Darien, go to visitdarien.com, and Darien is D-A-R-I-E-N. For info on Fort King George, Sapelo Island, or the Howful Broadfield Plantation, you can visit georgiastateparks.org. Again, that's G-A-stateparks.org. And to book a room at Open Gates, visit opengatesbnb.com. That's Open Gates, the letter B, the letter N, the letter B.com. For City Lights and WABE, I'm Kevin Benefield.